But right now we're talking COVID-19 conspiracy theories. These are getting around, aren't they? And we're going to talk about them. Firstly, 131060. Have you heard any? Maybe you believe them. Maybe we're not aware of some of them. One is this big conspiracy theory about the 5G network. Now, I'm not going to lie, I don't really understand this theory, but Feb, what they're saying, the theory is suggesting that the coronavirus epicenters are places with 5G networks and that 5G radio waves are at a higher frequency than previous phone networks. So I think the suggestion is that if the coronavirus is in an epicenter, so it's running rife in a city, they've snuck in the 5G towers. Nobody's going to talk about those. No one's. Mm. The news is about COVID-19 and people losing their lives to that. Mm. So no one's going to arc up about the 5G. Now I'm going to put my hand up now.
New York City, where that's
maybe even
somewhere
Wuhan?
Like that.
London
or Wuhan. Wuhan's okay now, isn't it?
I'm going to say I don't believe this theory. I think it's rubbish. I don't even get that.
Well, medical professionals have also said it's rubbish. Oh, well, but then I guess the conspiracy theorists would say, is that a cover-up?
But who's behind the 5G? So that's the big telecommunication companies. So the suggestion would be they've released...
Do I say it? Who I think's behind it?
Tom Cruise?
I was going to say a country.
The Illuminati? Oh, no. Feb, share your theory because it's a very popular theory.
These are just theories. None of these are proven. These are just... We're just throwing... Just spitballing, obviously.
David Attenborough. Once said. No,
he does wildlife documentaries.
Yeah, he does. I think China's behind it.
Okay, well, that's just an...
So
you can't
that,
just...
that theory... Explain your theory, Fev.
Well, I think they...
Jeez.
This is just a theory. Yeah. Some people have it. We live in an opinion-based world. You can have your opinion.
Just smear people. And
it's a free country.
Nation.
No, I'm not smearing anyone. I just think they... This is a theory that I read, Fiona.
Yes,
that I think that China released this bug deliberately to hurt the world.
Jeez, this is very strong.
This is what happened. Every other country...
You need to just get it out, don't worry.
Every other country is struggling at the moment, and China seems to be back on track. Their economy is going well, that's going well, everything's going well.
It is a theory that is getting around. Again, it's just a theory. It's certainly not fact.
It's a theory going around, and I think that has merit, doesn't it?
The other one I didn't expect to get some support from by my mum. Mum's all for Roseanne Barr. Mum just sent me a text and said...
Is she listening to the show again?
Of course, she listens all the time. Oh, Lauren, scary. Be very careful. Mum agreed. It's been released to get rid of all the baby boomers who have been keeping all the money from the millennials.
Oh, Pearl, come on.
Anyway, we've got Marcel in Frankston. Hi, Marcel.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, Marcel. Have you got a conspiracy theory?
I've actually got a couple. One is that apparently what I've heard is that China actually invented it to basically decrease the population in China. Because you know how they've already got the rule of only one per child?
Yep.
So I'm thinking maybe it's... They're getting out of control, and then they didn't think it was going to spread as far as it would, being globally.
Marcel, who did you hear that from?
I've just read it online, and
they say. Apparently, they have said.
Well, yeah,
they also relaxed the one child policy.
Yeah, did relax that.
These are all just theories. No, these are great. These are great. Did we want the second one from Marcel, or should we keep pushing on?
I want the second one.
Okay, there's another one.
Well, if everyone's got Netflix, if you watch a TV show called My Secret Terrors. If you go to episode 10, and the last, I think, 6 minutes or so, I think it's 53 minutes in, and it basically talks about coronavirus and how apparently a patient in this show has it, and it explains the exact symptoms of what coronavirus actually is.
And that was obviously made well before this epidemic.
It was made 2018.
Wow.
Okay.
So if you actually watch it on Netflix, it's quite scary, actually.
So Netflix, Netflix have done
so
it, according to Marcel.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Look, these are all, people are talking about it. And, we're not supporting any of it. We're just saying these are out there, guys.